A barbershop may seem like just a place to get a haircut, but in many places around the world, barbershops are safe spaces for men to form relationships with each other outside of cultural expectations. The show, The Barbershop Chronicles, playing now at the American Repertory Theater, takes you on a journey inside barbershops across the globe. WBUR's Ariel Gray has our story.
Barber Isaac Genty cuts his son's hair at Headlines, a black-owned barbershop in Cambridge. He's telling a story about his father.
My dad was a barber for 50 years.
50? Long time.
My dad. He's retired now.
I'm with Inua Ellums, the playwright of the Barbershop Chronicles, now playing at ART. This is the Nigerian playwright's first time in an American barbershop. But over the last few years, Ellums has visited many barbershops in several African countries and the UK, analyzing how men interact with each other.
Barbershops are naturally theatric places. They're just open to conversation for men to hold court and talk at length and tell the most ridiculous, crazy stories.
Ellums feels that spaces like Headlines are integral to the formation of healthy relationships between men. He believes barbershops stand as a place where men can display vulnerability and seek advice from each other.
There are not other many spaces, safe spaces where men, specifically black men, can gather in large numbers without criticisms or the critical eye.
The idea for the Barbershop Chronicles began to bloom a decade ago after Ellum saw an advertisement in England promoting a program training barbers in counseling.
I was surprised that conversations in barbershops could get so intimate that clients could be safe about potential mental health and problems, such that a psychologist thought the barbers should be trained on how to deal with intimate conversation.
The Barbershop Chronicles tells the interconnecting stories of black men living in various African countries in the United Kingdom. Showing these men in the barbershop, where they can open up, highlights the nuances of black masculinity, which is also riddled with many dangerous stereotypes.
The play sort of goes lengths to accept all of those stereotypes and deconstruct them and demystify them in the most traditional and simple ways, which is just by seeing these men on stage, talking, laughing, eating, talking about their relationships, the things they believed in, the things they disagree with.
Ellums uses music to transport the audience to the different locations in the play. A change in the music genre cues the audience to the scene change. That's Ghanaian performer Echo Korti, one of the actors in the play. For Korti, the intergenerational conversation woven throughout the Barbershop Chronicles is somewhat reflective of his own relationship with his father.
And you never spoke about how he felt when he lost his mom, how he felt when he lost his sister. But the fact that there exists a space in a barbershop where young men can watch older men being honest about things, laughing, joking.
Lance Woodson, the owner of Headlines, also turned to barbershops in his youth as a place to learn and connect with older black men.
The communion ground is a barbershop because everybody needs a haircut. And when they go there, we talk. Laugh, joke, talk trash, some sad news, some good news. But it's always news. No matter what it is, it's always news.
Woodson hopes the play encourages people to go into barbershops to form these connections with each other. For Ellums and Korti, these connections that are formed help us truly see each other.
Human beings are far more complicated than the covers and the caricatures we put on them, and that given space, there is a lot to be learnt from each other.
Perhaps the world can be changed, one haircut at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.